Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings. Happy Eid al-Fitr to all our Muslim faithfuls. Eid al-Fitr, I pray I pronounced it right, but is everything is just like Salah to us here, you understand, in Nigeria. But please pronounce it very well for me, because it's with the joy and goodness in my heart that I actually wish all the Muslims all over the world this very period. I must also, you know, before I talk about the Philadelphia matter, I must first of all talk of the joys, because before that, on glorious event. And the joy is the fact that as I was watching on social media, I was enjoying the cultural variety of Islam culturally. What I mean by that was, I think it was today that I saw Muslims in China. It was good to know that they have a mosque there. I've seen Muslims in Korea. I've seen, you know, Muslims with different cultural attires, all the men and women looking. Mwah. But you know, the Zionists cannot. They are anti-joy. So, during the celebrations in Philadelphia, they still came with guns. And to the soul of the departed, may Allah receive you people, you know, in Al-Jannah, in Jesus, Alhamdulillah, you know. It's just joy now. Why does it pain them so much? I saw a video where one white woman was saying they were making noise, and why is everything joyous so offensive to these people? Now, on that note, really, it's time for us to, you know, have an assessment in Africa. We must reassess our situation and our conditions, our reality, and most importantly, our truths in Africa. To the Muslim faithfuls, the Christians, and all the other, you know, whatever kind of religion you practice, there is none that truth does still not stand. Why all this nonsense? Ramadan, look at what Netanyahu kept on doing during Ramadan to Palestinians. Now, here's the thing, and here's what I can't stand. And, you know, I'm thanking God for a wonderful Ramadan, you know, for Salah and all that, but the truth of the matter is that the evil that is always, you know, that is subjugating us is still persisting. And despite our celebrations, we must concentrate to eradicate the evil. It's a together thing. And in all honesty, I see these actions everywhere. I still see some people protesting that they shouldn't kick kangaroos to make shoes, you know. Everybody is doing their bit, and it's all glorious together. I'm telling you. But on this episode, it's really more about home, Nigeria, and the presidency of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the realities of us, you understand, and the smelling renewed hope that they are packaging, you know, is Zionistic in its entirety. I mean, you won't say it's 100%, but if you look at the success rate of this administration, you cannot even give it 10%. For one, the only minister that has been, you know, above board has been the Minister of Interior. I thank God for that. Then the Minister of, mining, you know, he talks well, but then, I mean, he doesn't really understand it in my view. Then all the others, the Minister of Petroleum he started well and he has disappeared. Then all the others, the worst of them is actually communication and digital economy. He doesn't even know what the ministry is about. He has NCC under him. He has NITD under him. He's always talking of AI. He's not talking of government policies, the ones that were existing, the updates of the ones. Because, you see, it's actually a national policy that by 2025, all data in Nigeria should be domiciled in Nigeria. Where is that? It's actually an FG policy that all the social media platforms should have offices in Nigeria. How many of them do it? If anything, it will just tell you 1,500 people have, there's machine learning. You know, some ignoramus thinkings like this. I don't know. It's, and you know, when they now say it is renewed hope. We don't see the hope. Teclas will say the renewed. It's, and I'm very sorry to say, but it's actually the incompetence of my daddy himself. Because they cannot be skipping on your behalf like this and you are not talking now. When your own henchmen come and say it's not as if Nigeria is really rich, then you've lost it. You have lost it. The truth of the matter is, it's so shameful when I see foreigners calling my daddy a puppet. Because even me, myself, I see the puppetry in him now. Everything is upside down. I saw that it was, you know, the standard thing is calling everybody to beg Nigerians to be patient. The race now 4 years before now. I don't understand. Wait for waiting. You've made Nigeria worse than you met it. Despite you inheriting assets. You say it came with liability. So your own only asset will be the chase. There will be no liabilities. My Zazi President Buhari did not have anything. There was no money in the coffers. There was no industry. There was absolutely nothing. They had sold everything. You now, we inherit Dangote Refinery, inherit luxurious tourism. You understand? They are building infrastructure. Infrastructure that you are inheriting. Zungeru, now you build them. This crude that you are, now you build them. And the only thing you have is complaint. Because it is now the government of the rich. The rich people don't reach there. Let me let you know, Nigerians, I campaigned for President Bola Ahmed, not because he knows me, but it was because of his doings in Lagos. Now, if you look at, when President Buhari was coming in, they announced to us, they campaigned with the fact that they were going to follow the Lagos model. When we were voting for President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, it was because he had built Lagos. Look at Lagos now, look at Nigeria. Who is the senior? Is it Governor Fantastic or President Bola Ahmed Tinubu? These are no ambiguities. It is a life together now. All the building that work that Governor Bola Ahmed Tinubu did, it was during the time of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu that Lagos developed the most now. They completed the blue line. They started, you understand, the red line and it's complete. Look at Lagos. People are, they started, during Buhari's time, they started a deep sea port. They completed it. Completing projects. He now gets there. He's now begging everybody. You see, it is this thing that I do not understand, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Your mind not reach ground. Say we in our purpose. Your mind don't go reach ground. Your people, your henchmen, they talk, say no, be say we really rich. Say we're actually poor. As in, you don't know what wealth, we don't know the wealth we are. And now you go tell us about our poverty. What kind of embarrassment have you become? They are actually, I mean, you see, Nigerians, Africans, there's this condescending tone to every contract. We don't have light. You are telling us we'll be paying subsidy. You are increasing the rate. And they are declaring profit. And we don't have the light. And that is the renewed hope. Ogun kill the hope. You preach that kind of nonsense to outright incompetence. Look at his minister of works. He's doing as if it's his father's personal death. There's nothing like due process. When they investigate you, they will investigate it. All of us go stand like this, they look uni. What kind of nonsense is this? Is it they are blaming everything? They say it's the constitution, is it? Governance, no day before you come, no be government you meet. Baba Chekana, I dey watch foreigner, they call you puppet, and I no fit fight. Because you are really a puppet. There's no justice. There's nothing in the country. Now only mouth. You dey sell market to who? You are working for Zionists. Whatever it is they are blackmailing you with, we know at the end of the day. Renewed hope, fallacies, feelings. There is no justice in the nation. Security operatives are working blatantly for the rich people. Look at Tomato Review. I was an Indian channel and I said, when the woman first of all said the Tomato Review in Nigeria, yes, you won't believe it. I said, yes. The disgrace has finally come. In former president Muhammad Buhari's time, go and watch the videos. They used to call him boss. What are they calling you now? Daddy, what are you calling him? The police are, you see, it's a personal fight. It's there, documented. Though I've deleted it, but I still have my copy. A policeman will be killing your dream in front of you, will be telling you nothing. Look, to the God that made me, I thank God that we survived the essence.
But you have learned nothing from who the youths of Nigeria are. Nigerian police hierarchy, they went into someone's house with guns and collected 80 million naira. They told your IG, he say, na misconduct. Armed robbery, na misconduct. And I renewed hope, you call him. What kind of calamity is that? We be like fools. Everywhere you see now, Ajinomobia, they will be doing this. Is it that all of us are supposed to be stupids? Now, only you get sense. Have you become the sense of us? Every ask him now. Now, all of us vote and put now. 44-year-old man all day, man, at the collect update. What is this now? There's nothing like justice. Ordinary say make everybody ginger on top, no grief for anybody. Police, they talk, say they see the future. Look, when policeman enter caban, collect 18 million, they're not talk. Another one, they carry person, kidnap person from Abia, carry and reach Port Harcourt, collect 3,000. You say he gets the future where everything did. See, once they enter, they go to call boys. Men go mount. You suppose no. Men go mount. How can police, we're supposed to protect you, collect 80 million as we talk? They never talk one thing. And the two of them, they Abuja. Corruption everywhere. No due process. The only thing you they talk, I say, you na jagaban. You get how you they do. Now 10 years. After all, Umay don't talk, say, he don't talk to God. So now 8 years, that's why responsibility is full everywhere. Now this Nigeria, it becomes very interesting. When they came in, the beautiful work former Minister of Aviation had done, he came when he talked about Nigeria, of which Maizazi said he wanted Nigeria to have a national carrier. Now, the FEC told him there was no money, that he should go and do a business proposal. He does a business proposal that Nigeria owns 51% of the franchise, Ethiopian Airlines owns 49%. Nigerians own 46%, while the federal government owns 5%. Our own federal government, we. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his henchman Keyamo Kong demolished that one, started all our aeropolis, all the beautiful airports that we wanted to build on with the ambition we have. They are dead. They now put all their weights behind their airpiece. Airpiece. And I mean, go and check my podcast. I said, this is not how it works now. The demand is high. The demand along Nigerian route is high. They now put all their weights behind airpiece. Airpiece now slash the price. You understand? They were now shouting. Airpiece now I can't confess. Say, since after 1 week ago, that it was fully booked till September. We are still in April. Can you hear? Fully booked till September. Now, that must mean a lot of people are chasing the ticket to come to Nigeria, right? Ethiopia, yeah. We now heard, because when they were talking of foreign airlines selling at 1.9. That he was selling at 1.2. So from Ethiopian Airlines now is now 700,000, if that is it. Ethiopian Airlines now, because they are, since people want the route, they themselves can't slash the matter 400,000 lower than their own. APC is now saying they are fighting for Nigeria. Who are you fighting for, Nigerians or yourself? You see, this idea of a businessman claiming Nigeria, what does he now want? Now, what's making me laugh is the technical partners of Nigerian Air is Ethiopian Air. Ethiopian Air is one of the largest airlines in the whole of Africa. They have the fleet to manage a lot of the routes to make it cheaper. You are now carrying a very selfish, I repeat, a very selfish airpiece. Because just December here, airpiece was collecting 250,000 for 1 hour flight. And when people complain, the only thing they had to say is that there was demand. A company that we take, and I think even in Nigeria right now, people are complaining at the exorbitant prices of the local flights. But he's not going international. You understand? He's now selling market. Selling market to who? I see some people now saying that. And I have found out one thing. Because this water, Lagos, Coastal Road, I see Umay saying that, what do they call it? will not go. You want to please, where is the direct? Look, Lamata should get involved. Lamata, this man, is just doing as his private business. Why would the federal government want to do something in Lagos? You understand? And Lamata will not be involved because they are responsible for all the traffic. You know how many cars did they move? Where you go bring one nonsense? Do you know the cumulative cost of all the projects in Lagos that you are bringing one nonsense coastal road? You are saying this place will not move. That one say, what nonsense is this now? They say it's an Igbo man. They are who gives all the fuck about that nonsense? There is no way. What am I even talking about, self? Lagos, they don't talk, say, oh, no, get permit. They go demolish them. They don't lie to anybody in Lagos. They will tell you development is coming. Make your money before the development comes. What is this now? There's no way you turn to that you have confidence, that you see any intent of development. It's just selfishness coming out everywhere. They'll just attack the news. Talk, say, man, the rest of us are idiots. They'll go and start signing off. Who you not sign off for? Unawa. Uma is not even a competent engineer. I am calling it me. Someone that says that because the water level has gone down at that bridge and marina, he is saying that they should declare it a national emergency. Did you see crack on top or did you see any expansion joint opening? It is the pile now and the pile cap and the water level has gone down. Now, foundation of sand, you expect to see when the sand go down? You just call it and he promised us. Tinubu promised us competent people now. You call it fine competence. The mining. See, I don't know how long this will be, but if it's too long, I'll make it into two parts. I swear. Because we really need to discuss these things. The mining minister is talking well, but it is not the problem. You see, these boys that are doing the mining, they see that as hustle to feed their family. You are waiting for Qatar, Abi UAE, to bring money. They go hustle every day. Now, we are losing a lot of money. I've seen a video now where the youths were recording how minerals were leaving Nigeria. You understand? All these people will just collect money. There's no organization. There's no intent. There's no design that you're even following. We've said it now. At least I've said it. And I think I'm hearing people to say it now. Say, move close to these traditional rulers. Let's actually know what's going on in these locales and stem whatever losses we're even getting. The locations are very many now. How many guns do you have? If you open, if you guard this place, they will open another place behind you now. And the security agencies just collecting money. Why are you always thinking outside when everything you need is inside? Please, with these failings, I beg, fellow Nigerians, for those of you that have the know-how, mining is just a business. You will still make money from it. The way Nigerians invested in agriculture that they are making money is how Nigerians do we invest in mining to make money. We don't need anybody. You can start from even just, taking control of that, of your village by going through the necessary steps. These steps are there now. First of all, meet your traditional ruler, talk to him. If it makes sense, keep discussing, go to your state governor. You understand? Then go and meet the federal government. Look, mining is a pioneer status, I think. Just like, hospitality. Is pioneer status in Nigeria? Go and confirm, please. Because that was what they were doing. Pioneer status. It's not this one that they are announcing that they will promise you anything. That's a lie. There are some things that comes with being a pioneer status in any sector in Nigeria. Not be them start them. It has been coming. They are actually there. I don't know the agency that handles it. Neither National Investment, Kingdom of Nigeria or something. I don't know. Just check, please. In case you want to see that the empire, the Zionist empire is falling. You sure die. Forget it. Judiciary is just totally a mess. Nobody even believes those ones again. Everybody knows the lie they are. Lagos Coastal Road. Do you really know that? Look, let's talk about this road. High-tech construction is a failed company when it comes to highway construction. High-tech construction, do you know how many years they spent between Bonny Camp and what do you call this place? Falomo on this Ozumba, this Lagos Express. They are the slowest, as in they are the worst contractor to give a 700 kilometer road, the worst on record. They don't have any, you understand, proof of having done this job before that I know. There's nothing. Just like the railway, they were signing memorandum of understanding with a company that has never done it before, and that was started in 2019. So now, is the so-called dirty, renewed, smelling hope telling us now that they are standing on it, that it will take 3 years to do 47 kilometers of road as ambition? Say, so we should start hoping for 2050. I've been on it. God. Nigeria, let me ask you, because I'm confused. I write down, there's no way you go to. Now, power. You see, the contract for power, it has, in fact, most of the sayings of these Westerners has this condescending tone to it. This is how they do it. If you, all the Nigerian contracts with all these Western companies, we should bring out. Because this is it, Nigerians, Jassy. They come with the fact that they have money, they are doing us a favor. And the Olori Buruku Nai will they do favor. They come, you know that thing where Shola Son, you tell me. They go say, idiots will not get anything. You can imagine that water park guy now. When he was talking, I read it. He said when he came, the place was barren. For beach for Lagos, barren. Now lie, you lie. Elegusi is get beach now. People gather during festive periods. If you go Elegusi, you go pay. You understand? And I know they don't lie to anybody in Lagos. They don't lie to anybody. They will tell you this land, for the time it is available, use it. They just don't want to. But Lagos State has already said it, that anybody that does not have permits, you understand that kind of thing, they will not compensate after demolition. But I'm not hearing Imoy say now that it will not touch water park. Is it not an Igbo thing? Because we don't understand. Federal government is meant to be a designed alignment. You understand? But I'm very confident, because how many kilometers do you want to leave the coastal road for? Do you know the properties along that place? The idiots start to talk, say water park, you they mad. They say the entire property value along that coastal road go blow up right now for Lagos. Ladoede, make negotiations no grow. Ladoede say 1 million, I go 100 million. You want to say you build one nonsense. You build one nonsense. How many percentage of Lagos they go to the place? Where you go to talk of say you can't start business for Lagos. Next day they will say na Igbo business. Carry the matter up, carry and go your village. See, all this one that you will come to anybody, there's really just no justice. There's no organization. It's just upside down. Because how will someone just come to people that he spent 200 million? If you make a claim to government and it's not true, plus your money, you go for fit time. Sure, you know. Because now you are hearing now that 2.4 billion FX claim was false and those people are not now arrested, but you are chasing Yahoo boys. The gajo, I swear. Now, the security. I'm actually just putting this here because here all hailings to governor of Niger State. He has really done things in a unique way. You understand? My governor too, Governor Fantastic, is doing very well. And you can see a merge when they met concerning, you know, Paddy for immortal rights. Is this progressive idea, you know, always dynamic governors where they give me vibe gone. While President Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his people are still talking that it's the UK that will come and build one obsolete rail, the Niger State government don't contact the Chinese. Where Sanwo-Olu they always go, where they see you do. You understand that kind of thing? And I pray that, you know, the Niger State people start to enjoy, you know, rail infrastructure the very soonest. And he's now saying now that even for the banditry, they will go into unconventional means. I didn't read it, but Omo, that is an idea that is not according to convention. Because the convention is, you call police, after they all keep people, they all carry them, they all start to run all over the place. Because if you guys can remember, our kids that were kidnapped, it was America that told them how to get our kids back, because now they kidnap them. I have done the last episode I did now. How can you say you are transferring money for because of food crisis? So when you are transferring money to them so that they can buy food, and you say that the food died the crisis. You understand? They don't even know how to lie anymore. They are just confessing. Now, what we are trying to say in essence is, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, you said... You're the one that said it. You said that it is private sector that drives the economy. I've done that before. It is the medium and small enterprises that drive the economy.
You see, the way Nigeria is working right now, the way it will only work is, you see, when you take, let's say, clothing, wears, fashion, I know school where younger ones are coming. When you see what they are designing these days, you, as the president, are to make sure that the cotton farms in the north, you understand, the textile factories in the north are vibrant, to give them the materials to, you know, to actualize their creativity. Where in that value chain is your government? Look, they keep on giving, they are just sharing praise. They say, Cardozo policy, everybody, tourism is on the rise in Nigeria. Is on the rise within, as in the youths are moving to Ghana, coming from Ghana here, they are coming from abroad. That is why you can see that in a jiffy, when they saw that ticket, you understand? September is still that. We are in April, May, June, July, August, September. 5 months ago, and the ticket for just airpiece is fully booked. Now, at that price, it was fully booked. How many months do you think Ethiopian Air at this rate now will be fully booked for till December? Now, are all these people not coming with money? You will now start some exaggerated stories that it is one policy that you are doing. I think not be me on social media. Nigerians are hailing Nigerians, are advertising Nigerians, they are showing everything Nigeria. So we are getting our results. You are just the one failing us. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, you are failing us. There's no ambiguity to it. There's no ambiguity to it. I'll stop here. Please do help me share. Never done any podcast this long before. But this, I will run it just once. Because I'm on a check-up. Make we gather around them as Yoruba people, though, because I'm on this shame much. It's a disgrace as it is like this. Everybody, they cause Anna. You are not our brain. There is no intent in anything you are doing. You are just saying we will see at the end. See what? Someone is running around. He's just talking. They will not. There's no design. There's no due process anywhere. There's no justice. Thank you very much for sharing.